I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Laos, three pastors remain in custody after being arrested on their way to a pastor's seminar. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Laotian authorities want to control the church. They want to, in some cases, simply eliminate Christian presence from their country. There's definitely a desire to prevent Christian work and evangelism from going on within the country of Laos.
VOM continues to support the growing church, and so can you by writing a letter to a prisoner on prisoneralert.com. This not only encourages the believers, but also puts pressure on the authorities. Next, a powerful earthquake and aftershock struck the waters off of western Indonesia just a few days ago, bringing flashbacks of the devastation of the quake and tsunami of 2004. Words of Hope's Lita Young says,
that created a little bit different climate and an opportunity for ministry, and we're grateful for that. And we can see how sometimes these natural disasters, which so easily prompt questions of why, sometimes those answers can be surprising in what happens in the aftermath.
Because Christians were the hands and feet of Christ during the crisis, today the gospel can be heard. And Partners International works with the Sudanese Christian Fellowship to train church planters. While mentoring a young trainee, one church planter in the program used an innovative way to evangelize three fishermen. He told them about their need for salvation and used a banana to illustrate his point about accepting God's grace and forgiveness as they would accept a banana. Partners trains and sends church planters to unreached people groups, and you can help. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.